Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Right now, high school hoops and leading the way in boys basketball in the state. Creighton Durham Hall, number one in 4A. They moved to 11-0 with a win over Woodbury on Friday night, 71-57. I've seen the Raiders three times. We'll see them two more times this week. And Jerry Klein Jr. joins us, head coach, longtime head coach at Creighton Durham Hall. Jerry, good to visit with you.
Steve, as always, I appreciate the opportunity. And always, your coverage of high school hoops and the job you do is unbelievable, and I appreciate being on today.
Wow, thanks so much. Let's start with the 11-0 start. You know, a great team. You had a state tournament team a year ago, and some players came into the program this year, and you're playing well.
Yeah, adding a player like Tommy Anneman from North Dakota, 6'11", 250 pounds, going to Notre Dame. Is just a wonderful family, a great kid. And, you know, when you had a kid like Ty Schlegel from Eden Prairie, it didn't work out there. And he's a sophomore at 6'6 and is a very dynamic player. And then, you know, kids like Monteith Dixon and JoJo Mitchell, who we've already had and had that experience last year. Just get that camaraderie and figuring out how to play together. It's been a good start so far, but we certainly know we got a ways to go in January, February to get to March.
Hey, Coach, you do have so much talent. It's unbelievable between Schlegel and Dixon and then Frierson, Holly as well, you know, Tommy. It's amazing. The most impressive part for me is, were you pretty concerned the fact that Tommy was out there playing football as well as basketball? Were you nervous about him maybe getting hurt?
Yeah, Tommy is, you know, he's a dual sport athlete. I'm actually up here at school right now. We've got a little baseball thing going on. He might throw the baseball this spring. He's a big lefty. He's got quite a fastball. So we're up here doing a little fundraiser this morning. And, you know, he did play football a couple years up in North Dakota. He was a right tackle, and he was just massive. And this year he decided not to go out. And so I was kind of relieved because, as you all know, playing football, it's a great sport, love it. But anytime that knee can buckle or something like that, we always want to make sure we have a precautionary. And Tommy decided to chase the basketball dream. So he hung it up, but watching film, he was a heck of a player.
Yeah, and Tommy did get a little banged up in that game at Woodbury, scored 2 points, spent the lion's share of the game on the bench. And I know high school, it's not the same as the injury report at the pro level, but nevertheless, he did get banged up a little bit, didn't play a lot, but your team still found a way to beat a scrappy Woodbury team 71-57 on Friday night.
Yeah, Coach Getzloff does an outstanding job with his program. He's one of my favorite guys in the business. He just does it the right way. A lot of emotion, a great atmosphere for high school last Friday night. And yeah, Tommy tweaked his knee a little bit, twisted a little bit, so we wanted to be smart and just keep him out of the game. And we'll get it looked at Monday here and making sure hopefully it's nothing too serious. But, you know, we've got half the season still ahead of us. We want to make sure we treat him and anybody with an injury with respect, and also making sure he's okay.
Coach, when I look at the team so far this year, you really haven't been challenged very much at all, other than maybe Totino Grace, maybe Alexandria, but really not. And you guys have dominated. You've got so much talent, it's unbelievable. I'm curious, you've got a very talented young man there as well that is your captain, but he's really not even one of the starters in Ben Coyle, Mark Coyle's son. How did that come about?
Yeah, so the last couple of years, you know, like most programs, you have summer workouts, you show up and you put the time in, and Benny's one of those kids that is just figured out. He'll tell you himself, he may not be the most talented kid, but he just works so hard, his work ethic. He's one of our best teammates. His competitive joy and spirit comes out, and what he does for our team. And to me, this past summer was a no-brainer to make him captain. And the way he leads by example, and then when he does get in him, his teammates just cheer so much for him. And the other night we had a cool moment late in the game. We were up maybe 15 or 20, and he's never been one to shoot. He always wants to pass and make somebody else happy or whatever. And I looked at him and I go, Ben, it's okay to shoot. You can go ahead and do that. And sure enough, he drains a three. And just to see the jubilation on his teammates' face, they're jumping up for him. It's just a wonderful deal, and he deserves what he's getting, and we really enjoy having him part of our team. And obviously, being Mark's son, the AD at University of Minnesota, he understands what it's like to be a part of a team and in that athletic arena.
Jerry Klein Jr. joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, head coach at number one ranked Creighton Durham Hall. And Jerry, this has been a theme, and I know we've talked about it before when you've been good enough to join us on the radio, is that this is a basketball state, boys and girls, and the level of talent year in and year out on any given night. I'm really impressed. Whenever I call one of your games or another game on NSPN.TV or on local cable TV, there's a lot of good players.
You know, this has really changed in the last 20 years of where we're at. I mean, you can just see the amount of players, girls and boys,
yeah,
not only going to some of these universities, but they're the player. They're playing. You know, we've been blessed to have a kid, Curtis Jones, the number two team in the country, Iowa State, playing there. Trey Holloman at Michigan State. I mean, you look at the female side, too. And so our high school coaches, I would match us up against any other state. The preparation, the amount of time that's put in, they do an outstanding job on both sides there. And then also just proud to say that our competitive spirit with the AAU outfit out there in the summertime and in the springtime of competitive nature going to play in these big tournaments, how the Minnesota teams fare. And it's kudos to all the programs that we have here, people doing it the right way and taking good care of the kids and the work ethic. It's been a blessing to watch.
Coach, and I want to congratulate you as well because you've not only done it in the coaching side, you've been around these parts for a long time doing a lot of great things in the community and everything else. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that you went into the Mancini's Hall of Fame this past year, and congratulations on that as well. That's quite an honor.
Well, I do appreciate that, Pete, and you know, as well as I do, we have a dear friend, and if I may just take a moment, Ray Hitchcock, who had a health scare not too long ago, mm-hmm. He's doing well, he's great. Ray certainly had a part in that. He's one of my best buds. He just gets people, he gets the community, and that doesn't happen without Ray, and certainly I've been around long enough to receive an award like that. What a night that was with the Maurer boys and mm-hmm. Tony Ruiz and some other guys, but I'm glad Ray's getting healthy. He's on his way to recovery, and what a wonderful guy he is. And I just feel blessed with the Mancini's boys, Johnny and Pat, and what they do for the community. And that night is one I'll never forget.
Now, Jerry, good to visit with you once again. Congrats on the great start. And I'll catch two of your home games, so I'll see you at Joe Maurer Fieldhouse on Wednesday and Friday night.
Hey, guys, as always, Pete and Steve, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the coverage. And, Steve, you do an awesome job. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thanks again. There he is, Jerry Klein, Jr., Creighton Durham Hall. And, Pete, you know, the Mancini's Hall of Fame. I went there for my birthday. Family asked, where do you want to go? Oh, I want to go get a big steak at Mancini's.
Sure.
And that's pretty cool. And that was around the time that it was announced Jerry was going into the Mancini's Hall of Fame. That is a trip back in time,
yeah,
going to Mancini's.
Well, I'll tell you something. One last thing on that whole topic is when we're at the State Fair, and Josh Wheeler knows this all too well, our producer, right across from CCO,
there
is Mancini's, right. And those guys always bring us some of the greatest food ever. So, you know what? Thanks to all that whole family as well.
Well, you know, for years at the fair, you know, it was always about the Tom Thumb mini donuts,
yeah,
and the Prano Pops and stuff like that. Now on my list is a Mancini steak sandwich.
Absolutely.
When I go to the State Fair.
Absolutely.
For sure.